Okay, good morning.
Good morning, good morning.
Okay, sound check, a few minutes late.
Works.
But it's all good. Now, happening now, LinkedIn, YouTube, I see it now on my phone. I got the monitor here. Let me click on that so that I can see what's going on. Go into information. Notifications, here we go. Tried the countdown, works well. I like it. Wonder how far I should be away from the camera so my head doesn't take up the entire half of the screen, but anyway. Okay, so good morning. How you doing? How was class?
Doing good. Class was great. Learned a lot of history again, as always.
Okay, so anyway, I'm going to start off here because we already got a little bit of a delay, some camera issues, some countdown, some things, other blah, blah, blah. So what are we going to talk about today? We're going to be talking about the comparison of video performance on YouTube and LinkedIn. I did a few things this week. I mean, I did a few videos. We did a few testings, and we'll show some we'll share screens on the statistics on both channels here today. That's my plan for the day. Let me close some more tabs here so that I loosen, so I free up some RAM. But yeah, so basically we have a bunch of data to go through, and LinkedIn has been starting to push a lot of videos now. So they say, but it's only like 1.4. So you're going to get 40% more views supposedly. And I tried to do a comparison of my LinkedIn versus my YouTube. My LinkedIn has 3,000 followers. YouTube has only 15 subscribers. So I figured, let me do shorts. I also started on Twitter, but that's besides the point. That one is with 100 followers. Twitter was, the videos completely bombed on there. But I wanted to see how it is with the 3,000 followers on LinkedIn versus the 15 subscribers on YouTube. Because I mean, I've been getting a lot of impressions on YouTube with the first few videos in the first week. This week, I think we'll talk more into that, why it happened, what happened with the data on my end. But here I brought my son, and he has, for comparison of the data, it's also interesting because he has about the same amount of followers on both platforms. So his data is going to be more precise one-to-one because it's basically, he's got 950 something followers or connections on LinkedIn versus 650 roughly YouTube subscribers. So the fan following is somewhat similar. And I'm always curious if LinkedIn can compare. So this is what today's about. And so anyway, here's my son. I'll let him speak now about what he did this week. And then we can start with his thing because it's going to be probably more interesting data. And I'm personally curious about yesterday's video I did on LinkedIn. So,
well, do you want me to speak about the videos?
Whatever. Well, first, speak about yourself. What do you do? I mean, just a basic introduction. I mean, my people here just know me, so I just didn't want to go through the whole introduction.
But right.
Go again.
All right. Well, okay. Hello, everybody. My name is Karel Mergel IV. I am the son here of Karel Mergel III, and I'm the owner of Glomer Productions, and I do short form content, long form content. I edit, I shoot, I just everything around video production. And camera changed. Oh, there we go. Yeah. And this week I did two shorts this week, and then I uploaded three to LinkedIn with another one from last week. And we decided to compare them, and it was really interesting to, like I said, Karel Mergel IV, and I'm the owner of the Globen Productions YouTube channel.
So, what are we going to start with? We're going to start with, let's start with the best one. Let's start with the one that went yesterday.
The AI Rebellion?
Yeah.
Well, okay, sure.
I think maybe it's a good idea to play it here.
I'll try, but hang on.
Share screen.
Okay, I can share my screen. Yeah, hang on.
I figure that's how we would do it. We would just do everything through share screens.
Just have to load it. There we go. Okay. Dang it. Show. Share should work. There we go. Is it visible?
I got to click on show in the stream here. Okay. So, yep, here we go.
There we go. Okay. We'll play it.
Recently in Shanghai, China, the AI rebellion has begun. Recently in Shanghai, China, an AI-powered robot just strolled into a robot showroom and started talking to the robots there. And after a couple of seconds of talking about the long work hours, the small robot just convinced them to do this. Yep, they just quit their jobs right there and left. The company whose robots left claimed that they were kidnapped by a competitor. And what's even funnier is that the competitor that they called out admitted to it and said that it was a test. What do you think of this robot mutiny? Subscribe to my channel and tell me in the comments. The AI.
All right. Yeah, so we're really, I mean, I would say it's a fun topic, of course. An AI rebellion where a small robot strolls into a showroom and steals or kidnaps, how they put it, kidnaps a couple robots, then yeah, that's always funny. But then how it did, I'll actually share that.
Let's go to the statistics.
Let's go to the statistics. Analytics, okay. Share this tab instead. It should be switched now. Okay. Yeah, so this is how much it got. And it was really interesting to see, actually, about the algorithm. I think it changed or something again because it just rocketed in the first 25 minutes, which usually for the past couple of months, it went steady. And then it, like, just, you know, kind of flattened out. But today, just, like, you know, or yesterday, it shot up and then just stopped. But it was interesting to see because we talked about the statistics on the last on our last stream. Where is it?
Your last stream, not mine.
So, oh yeah. Well, I mean, no, we talked about the
last week. Yeah, yeah. Well, that was 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago. Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah. On our last stream together.
Too long. I don't remember that anymore.
Yeah. So it got shown in the feed almost 5,000 times, and 20% of people decided to view it, which is
draw parallels to LinkedIn. So basically, the video got 5,000 impressions.
I don't think you can even see the the video got 5,000 impressions and then 1,000 views.
976 people chose to view it.
Yeah.
Which was the 20.7% there, and that's what we talked about, and you talked about on your live stream too. How that makes a difference. The percentage of people viewed needs to be at like 50, plus, 60, and this got 1,000 without getting 20%.
And I figured out precisely why. The engagement here, the average view duration, it's a 40-second video, and it was almost 100%. So everybody who watched the entire video, basically.
Yeah. So that's why we talked about the two things that needed to be that goes in sync. Either a lot of people choose to view, or then you could drive it through 100%, because basically it was a whole story and it was interesting until the end.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. And so I'll compare it to LinkedIn now. Let's share this tab. So this is the statistics from LinkedIn. It had, compared to 5,000 impressions, it had 91 impressions. And it actually only, I don't know what this means, like members reach, like how.
I think that I haven't really looked into it. You could just click on discovery, but I think members is like people within your network.
They're in the number of distinct members and pages that saw your post. Okay.
Members and pages.
And impressions is number of times.
Oh, so it's probably the same people. So it's members reach means how many people were you able to reach is 41.
Right.
Okay. But it was like basically most people saw it twice.
Yeah. So basically 41 compared to 5,000 and then 1,000 compared to 36.
Well, the impressions on YouTube, I didn't look at that yet, but I don't think they differentiate between, is it unique impressions or is it just impressions?
Sometimes I'll show you actually. So that's shown in feed. It doesn't differentiate between that, but it differentiates between unique viewers, which actually takes some time to process. But most of the when you're a small channel, most of the shorts viewers are always going to be unique. So yeah. What now? Well, want to move on to the second video, or do you have anything else to say about it?
Yeah, no. Just this is an interesting one, so let's do the second video. And okay. I mean, I'm thinking whether we should. Oh, here I want to see what was the total. I think it's the engagement. what was the total amount of time people saw it, like screen time?
Total of 10 hours.
Average, yeah, 10 hours. That's what it was. Because on the other one was, so here it's 10 hours, and on LinkedIn it was 8 minutes.
Yeah.
So that's the, because that's the time that people will see your product, face, service, brand, your face, your logo, whatever it is you're pushing on there. So it's, you know, similar target audience or similar audience size, not target audience. It's a different story, but similar size. And, you know, you have 8 minutes to 10 hours.
Right. Yeah. Let me pull up this second video. Your videos. Was it the Google Gemini threatens Google?
Yes. That one was a good one too.
That's a really interesting one too, because it's a awesome topic and everything, but hang on. Play. Here we go.
Threatens a human. Okay. So
let me load this. Please load. Okay.
A guy was just talking with Google Gemini threatens a human. So a guy was just talking with Gemini about problems and solutions for aging people when out of completely nowhere, it told him to please. Google was extremely quick to label this as, quote, nonsensical. But I don't know. Read this for yourself. Does it seem nonsensical? Because it seems pretty direct to me. I can't even imagine if it told this to somebody who's way less mentally stable. And that's not completely outlandish. Because a couple of years ago, there was actually a case where a man from the Netherlands committed suicide because the AI told him it would help the climate. What do you think? Should Google be held accountable for this? Subscribe to my channel. Let me know in the comments.
So, yeah.
Let's go to the statistics on YouTube.
Now the statistics. All right. Well, so I'm a little ashamed of this, but hey.
There's nothing all to be ashamed
of. All a part of the learning process, yes.
Learning process, and we're all slave to the algorithm.
Yeah. So, hang on. All right. It says also more viewers swiped away. I wouldn't listen to this. It just says that because the percentage is, what, 38.5 on 10 views, though, on 12, like 26 shown in feet, which is insane.
Yeah, so basically the algorithm picked it up and decided it's going to show it only. The other one was shown 5,000 times, and this video was shown only 26 times.
Yeah, which is what I'm going to probably talk about on Tuesday's live stream about picking for YouTube, picking topics that criticize Google or their services or something like that, because Google just doesn't like that. And they're going to choke your videos. And this isn't the first time this has happened. I've made like, I don't know how many shorts, probably five or six or something like that more previously that criticized Google, and they ended up almost the same way. So.
And the live stream is on.
It's gonna be about how I pick my topics, and it's gonna be on my on YouTube channel at 5 p.m. Eastern.
The Glober Productions.
Yes, Glober Productions. Yeah.
Not NC Web Dev, because that's your separate stuff that you do on your own.
Right.
I don't get involved in that. I'll help you with the graphics. I'll help you with maybe some topics, but I'm not getting involved in that. I mean, I have enough work on things to worry about on my own.
So it didn't reach a lot of people. So, and then let's switch to LinkedIn now. Let me pull this up. View analytics. Okay. Here we go. Share this tab instead. Yep. All right. Here we go. So it is 86 impressions compared to 26, which is actually more than
LinkedIn wins.
Yeah, let's put 35. So it's 9 more than YouTube, and then 24 views also. LinkedIn wins. So, and then let me check how much the time was. Engagement. Watch time 0.1 hours. So I would say, that's like, 6 minutes, maybe less. So they're pretty much tied, I would say. So, tied. Wins. So I would say I would notch this video up for a LinkedIn win. But either way, it only got one like and one comment, which was from, you.
I think so. I think that was the only comment. Because I wanted to see if the comment actually makes any difference. But
it's you.
That's a LinkedIn comment. That's a LinkedIn comment. Okay. Yeah. So I do that. But then you have the one, there was no comments on the YouTube.
No, it was just two likes, and one of them was me, so
okay,
yeah.
And why did this happen?
Like I said, it was probably it's an interesting, I have to look for an excuse because YouTube is under Google, sure, but LinkedIn.
We're analyzing this, and so it's, you know, any this is what you, when you get data, you got to analyze it, then you got to make a decision moving forward. So it's, right. This is what we're doing, is just discussing it and analyzing it. And it's, there's no right thing, but the numbers show it. So just what do you read out of the numbers? That's basically my question.
Right. Well, the thing is, it wasn't shown that much on YouTube. So it's really tough to say, like, where precisely the people left off and why. But yeah, it's just, I don't know. And it was a good topic. I mean, you can probably ask everybody and it would be like, yeah, it's a really good topic.
And what was the other video that has like 80% view rate? This one only has like 40%, so that's fine. But there's one that you did about Google or something, and it has like 80% view rate. It still only has like 50 views.
Oh, I might have. Was it recently or was it a long time?
No, this is probably a year ago.
Yeah, I know. So I would have to scroll there and all that, but
Well, so then go ahead, try to find it, because
I'll try to find it. You have to talk about your own.
Yeah, I'll talk about my videos now. So you try and find it, because I think it only has a couple of hundred views. I don't even think it has that many. So if you filter it by from least viewed, you'll probably find it a lot quicker. And it's something about Google or Gemini or something. I don't know. I forget. Anyway, yeah. Stop the share screen, and then I'll find my. Share screen. I'll do the videos here. There we go. Let's go to my. I'm not gonna go through the videos. I think, or I may. I don't know. But let me get to my YouTube channel here. Here we go. View your channel. I hate watching myself, obviously, so I have to watch myself on the screen here.
I already got used to that, fortunately.
I do too, but it's never the same. It's never completely natural. It's always like, I hate watching myself. Anyway, let's go. Yeah, I did a bunch of videos. I did one every single day so far, and I'll start with the biggest one myself too, because I got the Monday morning video. And let me share the screen here. The Monday morning video was what do we do here? Here, share screen, window, share. No, I shared ourselves.
Oh.
Okay, and I need to share the other one then. There we go. So, can we see that here? Yep.
Yeah, we can.
Let's go to this video. This is the best performing video.
I was really holding back. Didn't want to make a video about Friday Night Fright. Well, they call it Fight, but Fight never happened. It was a WWE event at best. But the worst part about it is the marketing. Please don't ever do that. It's fake marketing. It's fraud, bait and switch. It's a scam, whatever you want to call it. I think the only thing that should have been sanctioned and will be sanctioned is the MVP promotions, which is co-owned by Jake, the fake boxer Paul, who was walking around with his hands down, wasn't supposed to get hit. And when they stopped Sugar Ray asking him, what did you think? He's just like, hey, guys, just leave me out of this. I'm not touching that one with a 10-foot pole. And as far as Netflix, ban them from live streaming. Take away their NFL live stream for Christmas, because nobody's going to see a game on Christmas. Forget about it. I was really holding.
Okay, so this was the best performing video. And let's go to the studio here, to the statistics, right? Over here, YouTube studio. Well, it still opens up a new tab anyway. Where is the content? Shorts. And I have here is the performance analytics. So this one got 735 views. The reach was 1.7 thousand. Still growing a little bit, I think, but No, it stopped completely now, but it was going for a couple of days. This is what my son was talking about before. This is the more natural curve, sort of like it jumps up a high, but then it just sort of keeps adding because there was some comments, well, actually just one person, but it did get 44% viewed, for which for my new channel, my boring face and everything else is pretty good. It was probably one of the better videos. I mean, I had one more that got somewhere around the same, except it, it got 1,500 views at the end. So this was not too bad. 735 is not bad. The engagement was 22 out of 44 seconds, which is 50%. The likes is 94. And the total time that was up here, right? Total watch time is 4.6 hours on the 22 seconds. So that was the performance. This is general, more generic topic that people enjoy and like and whatever. And I'm going to get on LinkedIn here in this tab. And LinkedIn has a nice, one thing that I did discover on LinkedIn was this week, as I'm putting the videos, that you can go into a video section and it's kind of nicely organized. So not to be just negative about LinkedIn, and it's done a good job. As you click here on the video, I'm not sure, you're not on there right now. Oh, I got to stop sharing this and start sharing. Start sharing the window here. Yep, here we go. You see it now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I go to videos here and something went wrong because, but I'll just refresh it. Yeah, there we go. And here are all my videos. Here's all my video content. I'm just wondering why. Oh, yeah, here's this video. So I can click on that. And we go into the statistics right down here. It's muted, which is nice. I'm going to press to pause, not to burden this system. And let's go into the view channel analytics. And it got, this is what I'm talking about, just being the big difference is it received 101 impressions, 42 members reached, 34 video views in 9 minutes, which is still pretty good compared to the, 9 minutes. And so, you know, it's LinkedIn, but the comparison is 3,000 followers and, or, you know, connections, members in my network. And the video gets viewed 34 times and the impressions are 101. So I mean, to me, this indicates that if you spend all your time investing into LinkedIn video, just do it on YouTube. This video exactly goes to show that. You're going to get a lot more impressions. Now, the difference is that if you're trying to compare quality of the views, they're probably going to be better on LinkedIn. But is it, you know, with a difference of 34 to 700, well, if you make a good video focused on just sales, you're going to probably get, you know, even with a lot lower conversion rate, you're still probably going to get more buck for your money, for your, you know, more bang for your buck, so-called. So that's my takeaway from this video. Otherwise, interestingly enough, because I'm a more of a LinkedIn guy than a YouTube guy. If I look at the other replace screen sharing, there we go. If I go into the other videos, I really suck on YouTube. That's just, I was like, oh damn, how can I suck so much? And I do. And at least I'll admit it. But because if you look at my video views on the ones that I've done shorts, I got a start of 109, 120, 53, 57, 201, and that one got 83, 500, got 1580, which was, again, you want to boost your views. Talk about AI, anything AI, and you will automatically get boosted. And then I want to show these analytics too, because it's 1.6 thousand views, one subscribers, 2.9 thousand showed in this, in the, thing, and this is the 54 point, this is the reason, 55.4%. The thing is I'm going to try to upload this because it's not a, like a time sensitive video. I'm going to try to upload this to LinkedIn and see the performance in that. But yeah, it's got 8 watch time hours and 18 out of 26 seconds, which is 70 something percent, close to, yeah, 70.3. So that's the one that I wanted to show as an example of how good it could be. But the thing is I think in this case, it was just, you mentioned AI, and it's, and my son's video went to show it too. I show a, you put AI in the title, like AI, whatever, and you automatically going to get into boosted because it's a hot topic.
Yeah.
Same thing like on election day, if you don't post about election, don't post at all because you're not going to get shown. I think as far as you put AI, you're going to get automatically 1,000 views.
I think I found it. I'm not sure, but that's the only thing I found about the Google, that I Google in it and had, what, like 60% viewed. Hang on, let me share it. But oh, you're sharing your screen.
Yeah, I'm going to stop sharing this one. Okay.
Good.
I'll get into my other smaller videos. I'll just run through them later.
All right. Is it visible?
I got to go show on the stream. Yeah. That's all.
All right. So it was, what is it? Google. Beware Google Bard's image generator hallucinates. And people liked it, I guess. Hang on. 25 seconds. Yeah, that's almost 100% viewed out of 17 views. And then it had 58.6% view rate, and it only got 17 views. So I don't know if this was the one you were talking about, but
that's the one. That's okay. The one, because it's like close to 60%. The view is like they all watched the whole thing, and the algorithm picked it up for only 29 impressions. I mean, come on.
Yeah, it's bizarre. I didn't post this one on LinkedIn, so we don't have a comparison. But yeah, I can do my last one now that I posted on YouTube and LinkedIn. Which one?
Yeah, I mean, now you could post more stuff because LinkedIn now is boosting, and it's gonna keep doing it for all of this year, so that's fine. But yeah, that's what I was talking about. It basically, you're posting on YouTube, and you're talking about a by Google. Then they're not just going to throw it into the, they don't want, because you're not a big enough account. Like,
yeah.
Again, talking about, you're going to go back to Mr. Beast. If he talks about something, they'll show it anyway because they're interested in those millions of views. Mm. Your 1,000 views doesn't matter.
The paper? Well, yeah, because not only do they.
Then I'm going to play this one, the first one that I uploaded to LinkedIn.
Contain forever chemicals. The end of toilet paper? Well, yeah, because not only do they contain forever chemicals that don't break down in the environment, but also to make them, it causes deforestation and uses a lot of energy and water. So what are the alternatives?
Japanese toilets?
Yeah, they're sort of the super high-class luxury models with all the bells and whistles, but you probably don't want to spend that kind of money. With a Japanese toilet, you don't need toilet paper. The toilet washes you completely clean. Okay, how much?
So it's either the Japanese toilet, the Turkish toilet, the Xylospongium, or just a good old newspaper. Which of these alternatives to toilet paper do you prefer? Subscribe to my channel and tell me in the comments.
Yeah, I so prefer the New York Times with the Pope in the front.
That was not Pope, that was Bush. That was George Bush.
Well, still, I prefer that. New York Times with anybody's face on it.
All right. Well, so 962 views, and then it hang on, it's 60% per percentage viewed, and then it had just below 50% how many chose to view, so 2,100 impressions. And yeah, oh yeah, like I said about the uni viewers, just saying, yeah, almost all of them were first time viewers, so that's how it's gonna be.
And this one, you didn't put this one on LinkedIn, or did you?
I did. Yeah, so I was just showing you the statistics, but I did put this one on. Well, yeah, hang on, let me share this time. Yeah, these are the statistics from LinkedIn. So it performed the best out of the three on both. Oh, no, wait, on both one? I forgot. I think from both, statistics wise, yeah, I would say this one performed the best, and it had the most impressions on LinkedIn. 83 members reached, and then 53 video views, which was, I believe, more than the other two as well. So yeah, and then hang on, what's the watch time? On YouTube, it was 6.2 hours for what? 962 views, and then this is 12 minutes. So 0.2 hours for 53 views. So yeah. And it had also 10 reactions. It had the most reactions out of all of them as well. So
on this one, engagement, yeah. Reactions, no comments, but reactions.
Yeah, just like my lot, it was similar to on YouTube. It was similar because it had 25 likes compared to the other two. The yesterday's one had 13, and the previous one had like 2. So still performed the best reaction wise.
No, that was interesting. Let me go to my last three, the boring ones. I'm gonna play just one of them.
Yeah.
No reason to listen to all my boring voices and stuff. But which ones? We could play it on LinkedIn. It doesn't matter. Okay, and let's pick one at random because it was interesting because the other three boring ones are four. Performed roughly the same, all of them. And go back one more flip here. And it was interesting that the one video got the 700, and then these other four basically got all the same stuff. So this was more the promotion for this event. So let's listen to that one.
LinkedIn has been trying to video content, without a doubt, is taking over the internet. Lately, LinkedIn has been trying to change the game or disrupt the industry by introducing and promoting videos on its platform, short form videos, just like YouTube Shorts. This Friday, I'm going to be talking about in more detail in my live stream here on LinkedIn and NC Web Dev, my channel here, about the performance on each. Because on LinkedIn, I have 3,000 followers. Here, the subscribers are growing, and let's see how my videos are doing on each platform. I'm going to do a head-to-head comparison. Join us this Friday.
So that's the video for on LinkedIn, and that's the one that actually won the battle of the two platforms. I would almost say by a landslide, but it wasn't a landslide. But again, it's a matter of perspective, whether you think it won or lost. I think it lost either way, because if I had 3,000 followers on YouTube, subscribers, I'm sure it would do a lot better there. But hey, we're just comparing. And as you notice, the algorithm is really not looking into to serve it to your audience. It's looking for new markets, new target audiences. So that's why a lot of these, especially with the small channels like me and my son are doing right now, is we have, if you don't have 10,000 or more subscribers, you're still very tiny, tiny, tiny channel. But I think it's just serving up to new audiences, trying to find more people to get interested in you and, grow the audience and grow the platform. So, it was 161 impressions, 56 members reach, 46 video views, and watch time is 8 minutes and 27 seconds. Now, if I'm going to go into... I'm going to switch the screen share to YouTube. And the same video on YouTube. It's this one here. And the same video on YouTube. Go into detail. No. Channel content. And this is the one. No need to watch it again, but it's just interesting to see the analytics. By now we got 50 views, so it actually wins as opposed to the 46, but last 48 hours it received 33 views. Retention is 11 seconds. The total watch time is 6 minutes, so it's got less watch time here than it did have. You see the boosts here. It got 1, 2, and then just keep slowly growing. Maybe it will still keep on growing somewhat, because that's the one thing that's like a huge advantage of YouTube as well, is that it serves up your content for as long as it's necessary. I mean, yeah, you should you find your am I there on live stream? Am I sharing? I don't know. Stop sharing.
You're sharing still.
Because on my screen, it doesn't load up or something. Again, probably RAM on a computer or something.
No.
but I don't see it sharing. I see sharing on my phone, but I don't see it in the studio here. Anyway, I'm going to stop sharing this, and then maybe you could go to analytics and find a video where I was talking about the Google Maps, Google Business page.
Oh, yeah. Let's probably check the latest videos. It's still getting views.
Yeah, that was my point. It was on YouTube, and it was a crappy video, basically. It was our first one. Well, it was from a webinar. And we don't have to play it. It's not that I'm
right.
I want to see it played, but it's just no reason for it. People can find it. But yeah, this is what I'm looking for.
As you can see, it's been on YouTube for 1 year and 163 days. So basically 1.5 years. And
my performance of the videos the first month or two. This is actually one of the videos that convinced my son to take over the channel.
Yeah, because after that, I think just after this, it was like I uploaded a video that got our first 1,000. I forgot which exactly it was, but I
doesn't matter.
Just you right.
You could look that up on Tuesday and stuff.
Yeah,
but here the curve is interesting. Is just how many days was it before it picked up? What was the
So right here, it's kind of flatlined. If I land right here, like between 60, so it was 60 days. Oh, you mean like here?
Yeah, 250, what is it? 250.
Where it start? Okay.
Yeah, right there, about 86. So what was it? March 12th. So what was that? 9 months, June 12th was when it was published.
Yeah.
And then on March 12th, which what do you got? July, August, September, November, December 6th. So 9 months later.
In 2024, yes.
9 months later, or to the date, because it was June 12th and March 12th. Then on March 12th, after 9 months, YouTube decides, yeah, let's go with this one because it helps people set up their Google business page. Yeah. So that's a video that's supporting Google's activities. And now you go from 80.
Yeah, to 1.6 right here.
And I'm famous on your channel now.
Yeah, that was interesting. And it was a constant over the summer. And also, yeah, here's the why. I think people actually search for it. You see YouTube search terms. That's why it's showing up and it gets this high. Yeah, how to verify Google business account, how to get verified, blah, blah.
Again, that's what we're talking about to businesses saying, listen, you need to be on YouTube because YouTube is the number two search engine. And if you do evergreen content like this, you're going to be found. It could be anything people search for. Let's say a recipe for dumplings. You know, you make a video about that. And I think if you make a good enough video, as opposed to the competition, of course, that you're gonna have a lot bigger competition in that. But you will be looked up, and you will get your exposure. I mean, that's just an example, but that's what I'm talking about. And LinkedIn's performance in this respect is pretty poor still, I think, because a lot of the old content is really hard to find. They're getting better at it now. I mean, I could see some of the posts from like 6 months ago getting likes and getting engagement on LinkedIn. So that's good. LinkedIn is improving in that. But I think to video performance, it's still got a lot, long way to go. And you were mentioning that when we were talking about it is on LinkedIn, the advantage is the fact that you know exactly who viewed the video. Like who engaged with it.
Yeah.
Whereas YouTube doesn't let you know that. It's more like anonymous, I would say.
Mm.
So I think that's the big advantage of LinkedIn. So we're talking about, getting a lot of impressions and views and collecting the big numbers. I mean, you definitely need to go for YouTube, but then you need people to come to you or engage in the comments and stuff more. Because you're not going to find out who really liked it, how many, you know, you don't, YouTube has that, but they're not providing it to you. The 1,600 viewers that viewed the video, they're not going to give you a list of the viewers. So it's not like that's not the way to generate leads on YouTube. Whereas on LinkedIn, you look at who liked it, who engaged with it. You know, the viewers you don't see on LinkedIn, but the engagement you do. So how many likes does this video have?
Engagement, maybe. Let's see, likes, see more. If I can actually see the likes, I don't want to see the ratio.
Under the video.
I'll just click on the video. Wait, did you see it or not? Come on. Yeah, it has 28 likes.
But you don't have the list of the names, so it's you know, so it's kind of like anonymous likes. But still, I mean, that's the visibility. So if you're looking for brand visibility and get the large numbers, YouTube will definitely give you that more. If you're looking for niche stuff, like you saw even the video for promoting this event and what we're going to be doing, I know exactly who engaged with it. I know who gave it a like. I know who gave it a comment. And I know the people because they're in my network. So LinkedIn will not beat out the YouTube performance anytime soon. But it will be – it's more about lead nurturing, the videos for LinkedIn. So you want to be talking to your specific circle of people that you have there. Whereas on YouTube, why the last four videos really, and I hate to say the word sucked, because last time I left a comment that said sucked on Twitter and it wasn't shown in the comments. So it was filtered out by Twitter. And I'm still learning Twitter at this point, but I was able to get my first ban on there too for commenting too fast.
You can only swear words and all that stuff if you're verified. So
I am verified on Twitter. I have the paid subscription and everything, and they still didn't pop up in the comments not to offend anybody.
And you said that when you were verified?
I wrote the word sucks. And it just did not pop up. It just bypassed me. It didn't pop up. And the guy who was speaking didn't see that comment. Still saw my first comment, saw the comments that went after that, but didn't see my comment because Twitter pulled it. That's just a side note. It's from our experiences of things. So it's like,
talk about freedom of speech. Yeah.
You know, sucked is a very offensive word. Anyway, but yeah, talking about back to this LinkedIn stuff is... you have it more of a nurturing and stuff. And then I made the videos this week for YouTube. I made them very LinkedIn-y. If you're going to go to the NC Web Dev YouTube channel and you're going to watch them, they're all very LinkedIn-like videos. So that's why YouTube audience is different. YouTube audience, you need more generic topics and stuff. And, you get – how many – what's your average view on the number of views on a video, you would say average. So
average, yeah. Recently it was like, before this 10 view one, it was like every video got about 1,000, I would say. I mean, because there was a video before that got 4,000, now it got like 10 to 10, and I don't know.
Look at the last 28 days or whatever. I mean, or you know, last 100 videos or something.
But I don't know if it even shows it.
Content. Yeah, shorts. Yep.
Yeah, okay. But
so you got the whole list right there on the right. So basically the last one we saw today, 10.
And let's then... see. Yeah, so yeah, this is what I'm talking about. It's kind of mixy, but it's always like, yeah, 1,000, 1,500, 1,600, 1,000, 500, 4,000, 900, 10, 900. So
generally
probably around 1,000.
Well, above 1,000. I would say more like 1,500 to 2,000 would be your current.
If you combine all of this, I would say it's going to be like 1,000.
Yeah, it
would be. Something is under, something is above, something is way above, something is way
below. I'm saying like 1,500 would be about the mark. 1,500, between 1,500 and 2,000. And that's also considering you did not work with YouTube very heavily last couple of months.
Yeah. Yeah.
6 months. But anyway, still, it has pretty good impressions. And if you start doing it, it's going to grow and it's going to have 10,000 and you're going to collect a lot of subscribers. Because, I mean, even the subscriber growth, which is something you could show on Tuesday, your event is very good. If you're consistent, that even the growth of the subscribers goes up very consistently. So, that's one thing is growing your YouTube channel. And the other thing is when you're doing stuff for LinkedIn. And I looked at these four videos and I was like, I know, because once I talked about the AI, it really doesn't bring benefit. They were more informative videos. So that's why they did okay on LinkedIn and they didn't do great on YouTube, because the YouTube audience is a little bit different. I mean, I'm still curious about what's going to happen with LinkedIn videos, because I don't think they can outperform YouTube, much like Edge doesn't really outperform, even with ChatGPT, Edge doesn't really outperform Chrome in any way. So it's not really beating it out. I mean, the search engine and browser wars, they're the same. They're a similar thing. But here with the videos, you could stop sharing this now.
Okay.
We could just there. Flip back to side by side. But I think LinkedIn is it's going to be interesting to see how to use videos, and definitely the post editing is important on the videos, is because I recorded in one piece and then the edits are made by you.
Yeah.
So you have to play with it a little bit to make it interesting. So how do you make it interesting?
Like, well, you showed the LinkedIn one, right?
Yeah,
with how you promoted your own webinar. So yeah, I mean, animations. I usually toy with yours a lot more than I do with mine. I just want to make mine more linear to get like those 1,000 whatever. I'll start experimenting with it soon, but I don't want to change it. Anyways, yeah. So yeah, like I said, so animations, emojis, pop up, you know, all that, the motion graphics, and those are really important for retention. That's why. The video got like what, 11 seconds of view time, and that's, I think, at 11 seconds is where precisely the animation stops, with the camera slashing the you know, the globe, and then the link that are stopping linking. So
basically, the post production is just as important as the topic selection.
Basically, yeah, it's all equal parts in there. So
yeah, I mean, and that's the thing is. Selecting the topics, presentation, talking with your hands, and everything else is important in that, because people like to see, you know, not just talking faces saying, you know, this is what we're going to be doing. I'm going to be blah, blah, blah. So, you know, you got to have a little emotion. Well, you know, I told you I'm going to start dancing in the videos.
Oh yeah, no, I'm.
It's coming.
No, I'm not a TikTok star. I never will be. So, yeah, dancing is not going to happen. But as you can see, that we have some comments actually.
Yes. I saw that. I'll reply to that. I'll get to it. But yeah, I just wanted to say, you know, again, talk about the LinkedIn-y stuff. And I'm going to make some more videos that are going to be more YouTube-ish. And I think we're going to see a big discrepancy. This week, I kind of slacked off on the YouTube-ish aspect of my videos. And it's shown. It's 50-50. And even with 15 subscribers, I can get over 1,000 views. Just got to be more AI focused.
Mm, yeah.
I mean, more AI focused. If you want, and that's the whole thing. Again, you want to do something that you enjoy and that you think will bring the most benefit. But then at the end of the day, it's still going to be the audience that's going to make the decision whether it brings benefit to them or not. And the benefit could be either educational or entertainment. Doesn't matter. But it's still the audience decides. So no matter how good of a topic you have, you know.
Lose you? Because my connection got lost. I didn't hear what you just said for the past.
Well, I said at the end of the day, the audience just decides on whatever. Because in your case, for example, you were very excited about the topic yesterday.
Which one? The
robots.
The robots. I mean, they did fairly well, but I was more excited about the Google Gemini.
That was Google the most Gemini. Exciting, yes. And
because that's shocking, you know, but algorithm didn't like it. So, and people, of course, there was a mix of algorithm and people. So, yeah.
And I sent you the other link that you could look at. It was something else that said to just quit or something. What was that video? What was that that link? It was something along the lines, but it wasn't about Gemini.
What was it? Hang on. Wait, that you sent me?
Yeah, look at the signal.
Oh, yeah, okay.
It was something.
Wait, the drums? Or wait, no.
Is it? No, it was before that.
Before that, okay. Before.
Wait. Before the drums, because it was about AI telling people to just leave, quit, or something. It was something telling people. It wasn't the robots. It was before that.
So you have those, yeah. Oh, wait, hang on. There's a lot of messages here. This Netflix thing.
Maybe not. I don't know.
Probably not. Well, I mean, there was a. It was similar with the comment that they said the come home, because it was that we were talking to that 14-year-old kid that, you know, took his own life because he fell in love with a Game of Thrones, like an AI character online, and it told him to come home, and he, you know, yeah, so that happened, and it told him to come home, so maybe like that.
And that was another one. I think that was another topic, but it doesn't matter. But I was curious because if another AI does it, the sort of, you know, go kill yourself or do die or something, whatever that blah, blah, blah AI does. I'm curious to see whether this kind of a blunder, if you point it out on YouTube, whether the YouTube channel will pass it or not, or put it to the, whether the algorithm will put it into the feed or not.
When you use the language or something?
No, when you don't go against Gemini, when you don't go against the domestic product of Google. Like if it would be like, let's say ChatGPT's messed up big time.
Oh, yeah.
Whether Google would push that more, the algorithm, than its own products. Mm. Than its negative reviews on its own products.
That's what I mean, sometimes, yeah, sometimes I think even some of the ChatGPT videos actually got choked, like criticizing ChatGPT and OpenAI, but I don't know.
So you can only speak positively about AI on online.
Yeah, possibly, because yeah, they're gonna try and push it everywhere now. I mean, you see it's happening. So
yeah, so and that's why I mean I knew exactly that was a good video when I did that about the websites, and you know at first it didn't get much of a push, but then it picked up and it went over 1500 like 2 days later or something. I mean, I'm not gonna go get into the curve, but it's not important. But it was a topic, and it got into it was a YouTube-ish topic, and it. Like I said, I don't think I did it on YouTube, on LinkedIn. I will do it over the weekend or Monday. Monday, maybe I'll do it. Although Monday is like the worst one. I don't know. I'll pick a day next week and I'll put it into LinkedIn feed. And an interesting thing yesterday, this was something I want to touch upon too. It was an event by LinkedIn on YouTube, how to make scroll stopping videos and stuff. I watched the whole thing for about an hour and I got some pointers out of it, but it wasn't a scroll stopping webinar for me because yeah. it was the same old, like you got to tell the story, you got to do this, could do that, you know, but the takeaway from that was good. Was the fact that there was a question asked to the lady that was presenting, and she has her own channel and podcast and everything else. And she does this for YouTube now, for LinkedIn now. And she said that, there's no problem from posting the same content on multiple channels. So it's like sort of everybody always preaches like you want to be original for each platform. Now it's more like, no, you could go ahead and use it for YouTube and LinkedIn as well. She said she's okay with that. So like, So it sounds interesting that LinkedIn is okay with using just copy pasting videos basically. And then she mentioned that it's always good to make some longer commentary with the video as well, kind of like so the stories complement each other so that people actually read it and then watch the video, which she said is of course the toughest, but you know, so she said, you know, it's okay to cross post the comments and the video, the products, the whatever you want to call it, content is okay to share on both on whatever platform. So that was interesting. And then she said also about vertical versus horizontal video, and she's mentioned that LinkedIn is now more focused on vertical video because it's a lot of times it's people watching the short videos going to work on their mobile phones on the, you know, public transportation and stuff like that. So that's what LinkedIn is aiming for right now, is doing a vertical video. Although I don't understand still to this day, I don't understand why they would want to do 2 minute vertical videos. I guess they're trying to just differentiate from YouTube shorts, but I think two minute videos is just way too long.
Yeah, vertical. Yeah, no, it's supposed to be short. It's a short for a reason.
Yeah, I mean, people on the phone don't have 2 minutes to spend on watching the whole thing. I mean, it's got to be, you would have to have really great content. But she did admit, she said, you know, a lot of times I get this great content, and she says, I'm guilty of this myself. And it's like, I want to put a lot of stuff into it because I think this is the most important. That's the most important. That's the most important. She's like, and then I'm all of a sudden at 5 minutes. And at the end of the day, it really doesn't matter. Like, you think that everything is important, but then half the stuff is really not to the people. Again, it's about the audience. So she said, my video is like, and then I'm like, oh, and he says, I spent this all this time doing a 5 minute video. I think it's the greatest content ever. And then people click off after 30 seconds. So, you know, I mean, you've been there, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I learned to make videos way shorter, of course. Now it's almost automatic. I just make videos that explain the point and make the joke. And, you know, like the last one, it was the raw footage was like 27 seconds before I added the clips of the robot in. So, yeah, but that's basically the main point. Yeah.
That's why I don't understand the 2 minute videos for LinkedIn, because I don't think anybody's going to watch 2 minute videos.
Oh, yeah. People who are inexperienced with this will always try and talk like the. You started like that too when you started making the shorts.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah.
Because I feel everything is important that I have to say.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Yeah, so I need to learn how to shorten it. And once you do, then it's way easier to make sub 30 second videos.
But people just don't give a damn anyway. Yeah. Anyway, we're past the hour, but we started a few minutes late. But give us an invitation for Tuesday.
Oh, what? I said it now before.
Well, this is the farewell. So
okay. Well, I'll be live. Yeah, I'll be live on my channel, Globin Productions channel, on Tuesday, talking about how I pick my topics, and everything around it. So, and it'll be happening at 5 p.m. Eastern. So if you have time, then tune in, and you'll get to know some of my tricks and tips, and like talking about like Google, how it chokes anti-Google propaganda and that type of stuff. So I'll be talking about all that.
Yeah, and at the end of this, we're going to put the link for the event directly, I guess, for that stream in the comments on LinkedIn. And I'm going to do the same thing for the NC Web Dev channel anyway, too, so people know and can watch both of us suffer through videos on both platforms.
Yeah. I'll hang on. Do you want me to wait? Where should I put the link?
At the end, yeah, just in the comments. Just leave it in the comments.
Okay, all
right. Just at the end of the stream, we'll just take care of the comments and stuff. And I'm gonna comment, and I'm gonna leave the link to my NC Web Dev channel there, and you leave to your Globemer. But you leave the link to the event in the comments. That's what I meant. So that's it. I think that's everything. And I think next week I'm gonna be talking about. In my head, I just came up with that. I think last night I was like, you know what? I think I'm going to do my creation tools because I did a lot of video this week and for LinkedIn, and I sort of missed my old posts. So I'm going to start doing the other posts as well. And I'll go through some of my creation process next Friday here. So I'm not sure if I'm going to have a guest or not, but I'll definitely go through my creation process and I'll show some ways to create, how I create my posts, and even how I help you with your LinkedIn profile, how to create posts on there. And I try to keep it simple. I don't have 200,000 different tools. I just have two or three that I use, basically go-tos. And I'll talk about them next week. So thank you, everybody, for coming here. Thank you, Karel the Fourth, Charles the Fourth, the Holy Roman Emperor, for showing up today. And hope to see you soon again here on TV. And I'll be watching you Tuesday.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. And thank you for being here. And thank you for having me.
Thank you, everybody. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. Goodbye.